From the WDXC Newsroom, this is the WDXC Daily News. Valerie White is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Cairo Town Board meeting last week degenerated into chaos as highway department concerns and town employee salary issues dominated the discussion. Town Supervisor Jason Watts had to call for order several times as shouting matches broke out among the attendees. Cairo resident Leon Uptegrove claimed there was too great a discrepancy between salaries for the highway department and those for other employees, like the town's bookkeeper. Uptegrove said, and I quote, "We pay you. Why should other town employees sacrifice? Why don't you sacrifice?" End quote. At a meeting on May 9th, the town board increased the bookkeeper's salary by more than 10% to approximately $70,000. Uptegrove contended that town highway employees are not properly compensated for the work they do, which includes vital services such as snow plowing and road repair. Highway department employees are unionized. Uptegrove told the board, and I quote, "You can't find employees because you don't pay," end quote. Several employees of the highway department were on hand for the meeting and weighed in on safety issues and salaries, though more calmly than Uptegrove. Highway employee Jim Gilmore said, and I quote, "We're losing guys," end quote. Others from the highway department agreed that low salaries are the main cause of difficulty in finding and replacing workers. Watts pointed out that the town provides benefits that many private employers do not. Read full story at Porcupine Soup. Steve Hughes is reporting for the Times Union. Thousands of families will now be eligible for child care support as part of a $2 billion expansion of child care funding in New York. Governor Kathy Hochul said on May 20th, the funding was part of the state's recovery from the economic damage caused by the coronavirus pandemic, as well as a recognition of the lack of child care options for families statewide. Hochul said in a statement, and I quote, "These historic investments in New York State's child care system will allow us to forge a new path forward for parents, especially mothers. It is the right thing to do, the moral thing to do, and will supercharge our economic recovery and support working families," end quote. Approximately 1,500 child care providers closed between April 2020 and last February, a period of just 10 months, according to data from the Shuler Center, a research and advocacy group focused on family issues. And the Capital Region was considered a child care desert without enough providers for the number of children in need before the pandemic. As part of the investment, the state's Office of Children and Family Services will expand the eligibility levels for families in August 2020 to up to 300% of the federal poverty level, or $83,250 for a family of four. The state already released $30 million in federal funding to expand child care programs in the parts of New York without enough child care slots. Hochul's office said the state has received more than 1,700 applications from potential new child care providers, and awards for that program are expected in the coming weeks. Information on the child care assistance program is available from the local Department of Social Services. Read the full story in the Times Union. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Motorists using the Taconic State Parkway between Philmont and the Berkshire Connector will have road work to contend with through the month of June. Heather Pillsworth, Public Information Officer for New York State Department of Transportation Zone 8, said the extensive $11.5 million paving project will impact travelers in Columbia County. Pillsworth said the paving was scheduled to begin this week and will encompass more than 14 miles in both directions between Exit 91 in Philmont and the Berkshire Connector of the New York State Thruway in Chatham. The road work will pass through parts of the towns of Claverick, Ghent, and Chatham. Pillsworth said one northbound and southbound lane is expected to be closed Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Pillsworth said the project is one of the largest scheduled to take place in Columbia County this year. It will improve the quality of the pavement and increase its longevity while maintaining safety attributes associated with roadway surfaces. Some areas throughout the work zone will be controlled by flaggers. Motorists are urged to slow down and drive responsibly in work zones. Fines are doubled for speeding in the work zone. Up-to-date road work and travel information is available by calling 511. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.